It is time now for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, also sports, business, politics. He brings many years of experience to those topics and more. And a reminder that when Jim and I are talking here, what we are giving is our own opinions. These are the opinions of Jim and myself. And that's all they represent, nothing else. Except maybe a few laughs every now and then. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. What do you mean, nothing else?
Well,
it's the Bible. It's the Bible.
That's right.
Only kidding, folks. I'm in a very good mood. The sun is shining, and I have my shades up, and I'm wearing my sunglasses because it's so beautiful here. I hope it's beautiful up there as well.
Yeah, the sun came out about through the clouds about an hour ago. We're already up to like 42, 43 degrees, going up to about 70 today. But you know, the nice thing about the sun this time of year, it can go from 35 to 50. The minute you're in the sun, it's just so much stronger this time of year. It just makes you feel better, you know?
Amen. The thing is, I don't care if it's 5 degrees. If the sun is out, there seems to be life. More life, so to speak, and I don't know. I try not to get into anything particularly, but the weather has been so incredible. Maybe it's just the news that makes us so great. Anyhow, hi everybody. Hope you're doing well, family. Hope you're all safe in this environment, which. Bedevils all of us. We don't understand that it's human nature. Let's go first to something very, very practical. 1 + 1 = 3, if that's possible. As we've said a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, the stock market is probably vulnerable to profit taking. I mean, you buy stocks to make money, and there's a lot of profit in these stocks. We've also highlighted that the high flyers, the very good stocks, actually, the Apples and so forth, are probably not only so much ahead of the curve in terms of really exploding in price, but they represent a place where people say, okay, I've got this for a year and a half, and I've made all this kind of money. And how long do I hold on? And in this environment, it's very difficult to actually really rationalize how long you should hold on from here. So people have begun taking profits, and the NASDAQ exchange, which is representative of many of these very good stocks, are the ratio, the price-earnings ratio is kind of rich. People have been taking profits. If you look at a chart, you see how the NASDAQ has underperformed pretty significantly the Dow Jones and the S&P averages. And that's people taking profits. Just a normal thing, no panic, whatever. And I think you're going to continue to see that because selling begets selling in the market, much like buying begets buying. And you might say, wow, that sounds ridiculous, but it's not. It's a very simple human component of investing. So bottom line, if you haven't taken some profits, this is May. It's a very difficult time of year to deal in the markets because there's a lot of pushing and moving in and out of things. So let's put it this way. If you're 100% in stocks, that's wrong. Very simple, that's wrong. It doesn't make any sense at this juncture as you look at what's going on in the market, but unfortunately the world as well. So, you know, if you're real aggressive, maybe you should be 80%, 20% in investable assets. If you're conservative, it probably should be 40, 60 stocks versus, fixed income assets. This is not trying to outguess anything. It's just common sense. And hopefully you've been invested for a long time. Secondly, you've been invested maybe towards the low of 18,000, 20,000 in the Dow. Whatever it is, you're in this thing not to play games, but to make money. Now, Bitcoin, which we've approached, I could never get into being a fan. There's no value other than somebody saying, I'll pay more than the next guy. It could be at a significant turning point. It kind of got up to about 60,000 and change. It's been hovering around 55,000. Very important, you should understand, Bitcoins are not regulated by the federal government, as are the stock market, the NASDAQ, to a degree the bond market, definitely the commodity market. So the thing is this, you don't have somebody really overseeing in authority who's not looking to make money at something like Bitcoin. So if you've trafficked in it, you've made some money, you just, as most of us are in terms of dealing with these esoteric things, a novice. And it is, we're all novices in this. I don't know. Then creating money out of A, you might want to really get out of it and go to the sidelines. Very important in terms of the market, copper, all highs, hasn't been this high 10, 15 years. Lumber off the charts. Part of that is because people are, after a couple of years here in the pandemic and so forth, they're getting on with their lives. They're going into new homes and so forth. So we've got copper and lumber soaring. And also very significant, we've got iron ore, which is in so many products, also zooming. Australia makes a lot of that product, iron ore, and the Chinese are buying a ton of it. So be aware that going forward here, inflation might be a lot stronger going down the next couple of months than we anticipate. I know we're dealing with a pandemic, and I know the Fed is rightfully keeping interest rates low, but no agency can really control something like inflation or, for that matter, deflation. When these trends set, they have a life of their own. So you've got to be very careful, but at this juncture, don't bet against inflation. Bonds are always safe, but if and when we begin to get inflation again, bonds based on where they are in terms of their yield, including U.S. government bonds, kind of expensive versus the risk of inflation. That said, if you've invested and this and that, congratulations, you've not been scared by the pandemic. But it's really time to be a little bit more conservative, as I mentioned earlier.
Well, you know, when you're talking about this, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, when most people, I think, I'll say a lot of people, a majority of people, look at the stock market and they count on it a little too much. But for people that are in it and don't really understand it, I mean, just take a look at the last 2 months alone. Tell me if these things affect the stock market. I obviously they do, because of various reasons, and the latest one, the hacking of the pipeline. You've got supply chains that are now in danger. You've got, of course, ransomware attacks just on the pipeline, which I was just talking about. But also, you have strange things happening. Like there's a lot of, all of a sudden, a lot of iron is needed, and like you said, wood to buy a home and to build a home now. There are so many different factors if you're going to invest that you have to keep your eye on. And I don't think people understand how complicated it really is. They look at it as just a number, and they look at it the wrong way, Jim.
I'm glad we began the show the way we did. Because in answer to your question about all these variables, which are many nationally and internationally, is to get to a point where you're going to try and solve the conundrum of all of these various and sundry things that may or may not happen, you have to look at your own personal balance sheet in terms of, one, your investments, and two, where that puts you in terms of your overall net worth and so forth. And again, it goes back to, I've cited this figure a couple of times in the last couple of months. The Dow Jones is 18,000 at the bottom, not the bottom of the pandemic, but it was the bottom of the market, which translated was people getting somewhat optimistic, well, maybe we'll recover and so forth. The stock market, using the Dow Jones, is at 34,000. Okay, this is within roughly a year. Very simple. Forget all of the things going on other than the market itself. If you just put a slide rule on that and look at the percentage increase, generally speaking, in the stock market, you have to understand stocks, the market doesn't grow to the sky. And that's it, okay? And no matter what you think, where it's going, you have to understand you have your own balance sheet, your own P&L, and risk reward, things of that nature, but they're pertinent to you as an individual investor. So get out of the noise the Fed may or may not do anything. If you've got gains of 50%, 75%, whatever, in terms of equities, you just have to use common sense. And see, that's one of the risks coming into the that's been coming into the market the last months. And a lot of people who are, basically trading things that other people talk about, and there's like a flurry of interest in these speculative things that make no sense at all, but they're moving them up in price. That's really a sign of the beginning of the end. Not the end, but the beginning of the end of the run. In other words, it needs to be corrected. We've talked about GameStop and others, and just use common sense. You know, the politicians, rather the president, is trying to get us righted as an overall country. He's not looking at the stock market. He's looking at human beings who are out of work or sick, who need a way to go forward to make themselves and our country stronger. But that doesn't dictate what the stock market is doing or should do, because it gets back to you and your own responsibility. If you've invested at various times and have held on and done well, well, pay attention. You did that to make some money on your investment. And if you look at a chart, which I would advise all of you to look at, a long-term chart, year by year, but over the last 20 years, you can see those inflection points where, hey, everybody's enthusiastic, and they got over-enthusiastic, and then it fell apart for whatever reason, but it fell apart. You know, you got a dollar today, and a month from now, it's $4. Common sense tells you, take your profit, go to the sidelines, and figure it out. Don't be dictated to by what politicians are saying, or by these world events and so forth and so on, which you have no control over. You do have control of your own personal finance.
When you look at our economy right now, it appears to be stable, but there's so many different things on the table which affect the market, but more than that, affect Main Street. The price of gas has skyrocketed and gone even higher now that we had the hack that happened to the pipeline company. Small businesses now are finding, once again, the supply chain is a little tougher because you have outfits like Walmart, Amazon, Target, all these huge, super big companies really, with their different vendors taking up the market there. Main Street America right now, if you've got a business, you have to be, in my opinion, extremely careful about what you do over the course of the summer. Things look rosy, but boy, there's a lot of things hiding in the weeds that can really bring the economy down.
I'm really very happy that you brought that up, because we'll get back to simple math, which we've mentioned several times on the show. The Dow, just using that, there are other averages that reflect its performance. It was about 18,000 in March of last year. It's steadily risen. Recently, its gap will say 4,000 points over the last couple of months to 34,000. Okay? That's a given. That's happened. We've had unemployment down, employment up, people in business investing more, et cetera, et cetera. However, what is looming here, and it's not hard for me to say, I say it really to my fellow Americans, is caution. This pandemic is not over. The reluctance of people, not people, many people, to be safe, wear masks, but more importantly, get vaccinated. It is an incredible stumbling block going forward to the economy and to the stock market. Last month, week in, week out, the last month, we see a steady decline in people getting vaccinated. Well, what does that portend as we go into the summertime and people getting out and being around people that haven't been around for a while? Unfortunately, and I'm not projecting, it's just logical, the exposure to this virus, it grows with the actions or lack of action by people. And therefore, if you're going to put something in your model of investing, it's really time for you to overly put into your model the fact that we could have another, God forbid, spike in the pandemic. And it's not so much it will impact, not so much, it will impact health and vitality, but another spike. And put it in perspective, another spike in the pandemic will take the juice and the wind out of a lot of the stock market, which has rallied dramatically based on we're dealing with it, and we have been dealing with it. We've been dealing very effectively, thanks to Dr. Fauci and the scientists, and then Joe Biden. But the point is, when and if the wind comes out of the sail of, oh, we're okay in the pandemic and we're continuing to move forward, it will be a very, very eventful months, weeks in terms of the stock market and its value. So it's wonderful, myself and others, you know, get on the phone and we talk and the spring is coming, and just the mere change in the weather is so optimistic. But we cannot deceive ourselves. We have many fellow Americans who, for whatever reason, okay, it's their choice, blah, 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 they are not getting vaccinated. And if we're going to really solve this pandemic, this virus, just 90%, 80% of people have got to be vaccinated. Because if you're in a group of people and the X amount are not vaccinated, well, it's going to spread. And I'm not a scientist. I don't really, period. I'm not a scientist. But the people who are have been cautioning themselves for weeks as they've seen the trend go down in terms of vaccinations and them getting them. In fact, some states are turning back their vaccinations. While we're doing that here, India is raging. Other countries that had this thing under control are beginning to leapfrog again into these dangerous numbers. So if you want to look at one thing, forget the politics. The politics right now are very favorable to the stock market. But if you want to know one thing that is really a bugaboo in terms of values, it's the possible resurgence. And God forbid, I am not saying that. I don't want it. But you have to be realistic. You have people out there saying we're not going to get vaccinated, doing things that they really shouldn't be doing at this juncture. So you have to be realistic.
It's one of those things, Dr. Fauci, also, it's a tightrope that we have to walk. I know here in Connecticut, where our everything is looking terrific, New York, they're set to open up Broadway in September, and people are starting to get back to normal. And I like what Dr. Fauci said yesterday, and that was the fact that we have to get over our fear, and as more people get vaccinated, we have to understand that there's going to be more and more places that you're not, that as long as you're vaccinated, you're not going to have to wear your mask. And I think this is a big bar that we're going to have to get over, Jim. People have been so traumatized either one way or the other. People who believe in the pandemic and what the pandemic has done, and other people who don't believe in the pandemic and will never believe in it. But there's a tightrope you have to walk where sooner or later, the country as a whole has to get together and take its steps. And that means the people who get vaccinations and wear masks should really, when they go places, find out if somebody's got a vaccination or not. And the people who don't believe in getting vaccinated, listen, the true diehards who don't get vaccinated for anything because they just don't believe it's worth the risk, I don't have a problem with them. Once again, it comes down to the fact that I think if you make a decision on vaccinations over politics, that's just a plain foolish thing. If you really feel deep down in your heart that you've never gotten a flu shot or any other vaccination because you think it's negative, I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with what has happened with vaccinations and what happened with the pandemic is that it became a political football. It's not. It's all very scientific. And you know what? You just shouldn't choose politics the thing to decide whether or not your health is at stake or not.
Amen to that. And the thing is that those people who have a soapbox and who are anti-vaxxers, I hope when they go home at night at 2 a.m. in the morning, they realize they've given people information, opinions that might cause their sickness or death. Much like President Trump, who was basically on the line for about $400,000, 400,000 people in debts from this thing. The point is, you're absolutely right, Marshall, in terms of going ahead as a country and hopefully a world. We can't be in a shell all the time. But it's like if you're fighting a war, you have a foxhole, okay? So you don't step out of the foxhole and say, gee, the sun is shining, and you get shot. You stay in the foxhole until it's appropriate to move forward. We have a group, I don't know a group, but we have a lot of people who for some reason don't want to use common sense for themselves and for others. This is a very, very big danger because they're callous about themselves, but in the process are callous about others. And in this day and age of all this violence going on, we need more responsibility for each other, not less.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Jim. We did it again.
My God. It must be Wednesday.
Yeah. I want you to have a great week, and I'll speak to you next week, Jim.
You too, my boy.
Take care.
Take care. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.